I think it's a lot of fun. I enjoy it.
How do you think things have changed in the last 30 or 40 years? And do you think morals have changed? And
certainly morals have changed.
Mm-hmm. How was it when you were pretty young?
Well, there's too much permissiveness now.
Mm-hmm.
When I was a kid, living together was called shacking up, and it was a disgrace. I mean, you didn't go around bragging about it. Now they live together and even have children without being married, and nobody thinks anything about it. And the thing about it is that the parents who were raised in my generation, when these things were considered taboo, are accept it so readily.
Mm-hmm.
That shows you how much things have changed, because I know boys and girls who live together, and their parents say, well, that's nice, they have a meaningful relationship.
Mm-hmm.
But when I was that age, if I had done it, my mother would have disowned me. Everything is permissive as a result of books, magazines, newspapers, television. All these things are written about in the newspaper, and nobody thinks anything about it, and nobody frowns on it. It's shown on television. You read about it in any book you want to. You can walk down Main Street and buy anything from an adult bookstore that I used to have to sneak down the back alley to read. I mean, things have just changed. Life has changed. Life is easier. People have more money. People have more money to spend. I never, when I was a kid, went out to dinner. We couldn't afford to go out to dinner. Now my children want to go out to dinner one night a week and get furious if I say no. It's just society. People do have more money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sometimes you talk to a person that's 18 and they've had 3 cars.
That's right. I got my first car. I got out of school. I worked for 2 years before I went in the service. I was in the Navy 3 years, 3.5 years. I came out of the Navy and worked another year before I had my first automobile. So I was 18, 20, 22, 23 or 4 years old before I could afford to buy my first car. And then was a car that was 8 years old that a woman who worked in our office was trading in on a new car when they first started making new cars after the war. And I drove that for 2 or 3 years before I could afford to trade it in on, in fact, after I was married, before I had my first new car. We went off on our honeymoon in that old 39 Plymouth that I had. And we'd been married several years before we bought a new car. As my sister said, when she got married, they had nothing, but they would appreciate a dollar's worth, a penny's worth, and they figured it was better to go ahead and get married and struggle for it and appreciate a penny than to wait until they could afford everything and not appreciate a dollar, which is...
Yeah, that's true.
Children, young people getting married today wouldn't start out the way I started out. When I got married, we rented an unfurnished apartment. We went out in my mother's garage and we got an old bed that she had stored out there. We got